Good day, and welcome to the Shanta Gold conference call. Throughout today's presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If you would like to queue for a question at any time throughout the call, please signal by pressing star one on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star one to ask a question. At this time, I would like to hand the conference over to Eric Zurn, CEO.
Good morning. Thanks for dialing into today's announcement covering Shanta Gold's West Kenya Phase 1 drilling resource update. As a reminder, Shanta is an East African gold producer and explorer with a diversified portfolio of assets in Kenya and in Tanzania, where we are the third largest gold company. Let's begin on slide three of the presentation, which is found on our website. Following Phase 1 of three drilling at the West Kenya project, today we have upgraded 117,600 ounces, grading 7.04 grams per ton to the indicated resources category. That's at a conversion rate of over 100%. Of note, this is very high-grade. This is a very high-grade nature of the Sulu deposit, which converted into 82,700 ounces, grading 10.62 grams per ton. That implied conversion rate at Sulu is 130%, which is particularly exciting because of the newly discovered zones during infill drilling. These are great numbers, and we think it's just the beginning. If you take a step back, look at the existing high-grade inferred resource, then the incredibly high-grade results of the infill drilling, and now the first independently verified resource update, we would conclude that the individual dots are connecting really well, and you can see where this asset is headed. Phase 1 drilling completed at the end of June and represents a targeting of about 10% of the total inferred resources. We're pleased with the Phase 1 upgrade results, which demonstrate the resource model and the high-grade nature of the deposits, both holding following the infill drilling. Phase 2 and Phase 3 drilling campaigns will target approximately 994,000 ounces of existing inferred resources, predominantly at the Sulu deposit, which was the higher-grade deposit announced today. We will soon be targeting expansion drilling across seven targets adjacent to the existing resources, as well as regional drilling, where we believe there are attractive targets for resource additions, which have been previously drilled by past owners of the West Kenya project. Turning on to slide four, as you can see here, the high-grade nature of the West Kenya deposit ranks exceptionally well against all global gold projects. For example, the intersection of 4 meters, grading 706 grams per ton that we announced in August, is the second-best intersection globally this year. The results we have announced this year have shown consistency of high-grade, visible gold, and most importantly, in line with our expectations of the deposit that was modeled in our scoping study last October. On to slide five, which gives us a visual representation of some of the results. Again, as mentioned, spectacular visible gold reported in many of the drilling intersections that we've reported. It's not only the visible gold, it's the extent of the VG across both deposits, all starting from surface. At Sulu, visible gold extends now over 700 meters, while the visible gold at the Bushingala deposit extends from surface down to 200 meters so far. On to slide six. We have compared the Sulu resource model from 2018, which is the left-hand side of the page, which was modeled to an inferred level of confidence, versus the start of the infill drilling this year, which is the right-hand side of the page. Notwithstanding the tighter spacing following infill drilling, the resource model is holding well, Recall, the inferred resource is spaced to an average of about 80 meters between drill holes. In fact, drill hole spacing for infill drilling that we've just concluded is generally at 20 to 30 meter spacing for Bushingala and 30 to 50 meter spacing at Isulu. So we're increasing our confidence by conducting infill drilling. Now, in fact, at Isulu, what we have seen is upside from new zones that we've encountered and discovered during infill drilling. And in fact, we've also seen a new high-grade space identified during recent drilling. This is a zone referred to as IZ3.0.1, which has added 15,000 ounces grading 22.3 grams per ton to the oxides. And this is a dark red area on the right-hand graphic. Staying on the right-hand side of the page, the red zones are the new indicated resources. The blue is the new inferred, declared in 2021, and the dotted red line is the phase two infill drilling that started in July. The yellow dots on the long section on the right-hand side highlight the extent of the visible gold already known today. What you can see there, if you draw a little pattern around it, is in fact where we believe and which the evidence shows the resource to be trending. Now, to put this all in context, phase one drilling was 9,400 meters. Phase 2A drilling, which is what we're doing between July and December this year, is 23,000 meters. Phase 2 drilling will continue in the first half of 2022, but really represents the next big step for this resource in converting it into indicated. On to slide 7, where we've highlighted the existing but unassigned significant drilling results at the Bushingala deposit. Now, to put this another way, these are some of the results that have been obtained in infill drilling, but not yet included in the resource model at Bushingala. So this gives us a lot of promise for upside. The resource modeling at Bushy needs the benefit of more infill drilling. And these results here, currently 38, are very attractive drilling intersections that remain unassigned to this Bushingala resource. For example, 3 meters at 62 grams per ton and 21 meters at 5.3 grams per ton are known today, but not included in the Bushingala resource. So clear, demonstrable upside. Now finally, on slide 8, in a recap of the timeline at the West Kenya project. Phased infill drilling will continue at Isulu and Bushingala with the objective of upgrading the 1.2 million ounce inferred resource to indicated. Now recall, the inferred resource is 12.6 grams per ton. In October 2020 last year, when we announced our scoping study, we said the timeline to production would be around 5 years. So today, we are now 1 year into that plan and remain on track. We expect to announce our next resource upgrade in mid-Q1, so call that February 2022, and currently planning to commence the pre-feasibility study toward the end of this year, which will include results from the upgraded indicated resource. Now, beyond the Isulu and Bushingala deposits, where we're spending the majority of our time, we're starting to look out further afield into the regional area of our licenses. And this includes planned drilling before the end of the year at two of the deposits, I would call them more targets, that we aim to be converting into inferred resources based on previous drilling that had happened by past vendors. So stay tuned, upside at the existing deposits and also across the region. In conclusion, the exploration within our group continues to underpin our growth strategy across all of Shanta, and the West Kenya project is a core piece of that value proposition. With that, I'll hand it back to the operator and take any questions if there are.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, if you're using a speakerphone and you are on mute, your question will not register if you press star 1. Please turn the mute function off and press star 1 to ask a question. We'll now take our first question. It comes from Yuen Lo of Liberum.
Hi, good morning, Eric. Nice results. Could you clarify for me how many ounces you are expecting in phase 2 versus phase 3? Thanks.
We haven't actually published that target. The way to think of it is phase 2 drilling is from roughly about 200 to 450 meters deep. And if you look at slide 6, which is where we've modeled the existing resource, you can see here that there's quite a bit of area in phase 2 drilling that would be targeted for conversion. So what we've said is phase 2 and phase 3 is just under a million ounces being targeted, but we don't have that breakdown to give publicly yet for phase 2 drilling.
Okay, now I just asked because towards the end of the press release, there's a bit there which seems to give the similar targets for phase 2 alone. So I think that might be a typo.
Okay, we can take it offline if that's helpful.
Sure. I don't suppose you can say whether you continue to expect the conversion ratio to remain above 100%?
We don't make any forecasts on that, unfortunately.
Yeah. All right. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It appears we have no further questions at this time. I'd now like to hand the call back to Eric Zurin for any additional comments or closing remarks.
Thank you very much, operator. This is now phase 1 out of 3 phases. We will next provide updates on additional drilling as and when ready. And our next resource update, as I said, is to be expected around February 2022. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
This concludes today's call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.